Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You guys are great podcast, man.
Rams Nation, welcome back. It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Thursday edition of Locked On Rams, and that's right, it's game day, people. Whether it's preseason game one or if it's week one of the regular season, I am just as excited. You better expect I'm going to be in front of the TV in T-minus whatever many hours you are listening, because I'm actually recording this on Wednesday, and I'm going to have a beer, I'm going to crack it open, I'm going to have my notepad out, and I'll be ready to watch some Rams football. Before we get into a little bit more about preseason game one and what's to come and some other things that we want to talk about, you know, improvement on the offense side of the ball and defense side of the ball as we've been practicing in Baltimore all week, don't forget to go find us on Spotify and iTunes, or really wherever you find your podcasts out. Hit subscribe, download, listen, catch up on some old shows. We had an awesome show yesterday with Eric Geller. Talked about the Aaron Donald situation and how he reported that, and, you know, really where he got some of his information and things like that. We'll actually get to a little bit more news on the Aaron Donald contract situation a little bit later in the show. Of course, we got to mention it. But while we're kind of running off things here, don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram and Twitter at LockedOnRams. Also on Twitter, you can find me on my personal at LA_RamblingBear. Reach out, let us know what you think, leave a review. As I mentioned, hit the subscribe button, catch up on some old shows. And if you want, feel free to reach out via email. That's lockedonrams@gmail.com. If you guys are looking for any advertisements on the show, if you want to get your brand, business, whatever you're doing across on the airwaves, we've got some great deals going on. So feel free to reach out to me there. We're reaching tons of people. So I appreciate everyone that listens religiously. We do appreciate you guys. The numbers reflect that, and I do say thank you to you guys. We are excited. I always talk about ramping it up as we get closer to the season, and that is happening as we approach week one of the preseason here. As we kind of transition, we'll just go right into that. Week one of the preseason, it's going to be Thursday night football. Get used to hearing that, because we've got that coming later in the year when football counts. Against the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday night, home at the Coliseum, which will be really exciting as well. This one, not so much at the beginning, right? We're going to be missing quite a few people. If they are playing, don't expect them to play a lot. McVay talked about he's not really quite sure yet about how he's going to go about it, but certain things do play into it. Actually, I'm going to play a clip here of McVay talking about some of the veterans, Andrew Whitworth, for example, and how that affects everything as far as playing time.
The thing that's tricky about, especially some of the starters, is, okay, now when you're talking about a guy like an Andrew Whitworth who's going into year 13, if you don't play him, then how comfortable do you feel putting Jared out there? So it's a lot of layers to it, where when you try to rest somebody else, then it affects, you know, how you want to operate. And I don't think we are ever complacent or content and take the opportunities to get those valuable reps for granted. But I'm really having a tough time, and, you know, we've talked about this as a staff. How do you balance the dynamic between getting those preseason reps and then what the risk potentially could happen as a result of if something happens? And, you know, you can't do that. You can't be scared, but you also want to be smart and mindful of those couple snaps. Does it make a difference between how sharp you can be, or can you try to mimic and emulate those game-like situations while minimizing the risk? And those are things that, I'll be honest, you know, that I struggle with, and you continue to learn. And I think, you know, as you get more experience, you know, you maybe have a little bit more clear-cut philosophy, but that's where you feel good about leaning on the assistants, and we'll do what we think's best with that.
Again, that was Sean McVay talking about how to approach how much he wants to play the starters on Thursday, aka today, as you're listening. As you're looking at veterans and guys that have been in camp, like you mentioned, Whitworth going in his 13th year, doesn't really need to get a bunch of time out there. Don't really want to risk a veteran guy like that to injury. But then when you don't play him, how comfortable do you feel with Jared Goff back there, right? Not having big Whitworth or Sullivan up on the line. Now you're exposing guys like him and Todd Gurley. So don't expect to see some of our big stars playing a bunch. But it's going to be an awesome, awesome day for us, because like James Kroger said the other day when we had him on the podcast, this is a milestone. You know, we're here. We're at football. We're lining up fully pad against another team, and we're smashing helmets. Well, be careful with smashing helmets or they'll throw a flag. That's going to be interesting to see as there's a big full slate of games on Thursday, how that new rule is going to come into full effect. For you fans that are a little freaked out about it, and I'm a little bit on the fence there as I kind of transitioning here into that rule, but you always hear when new rules are coming in and they're trying to enforce it, preseason, they're going to throw a lot more flags, and then they try to, you know, get it under grip when they come into the regular season. I may be wrong. We had about 6 officials retire in the offseason, so we got a bunch of new refs that are going to be going full-time. So it may be an issue that we deal with throughout the whole season, but hopefully, you know, they'll get some of those flags out of the way in the preseason and try to get a handle on that. But look out for that tomorrow as well. For the guys that are going to play, we talked about it a little bit yesterday and a little bit earlier in the week, is it's going to be awesome to see the linebacking core, right? We get to see Ibukam and Littleton and Price, Bryce Hager, Justin Lawler, Traven Howard, Ramiq Wilson, Sam Shields, Troy Hill, Noteboom. I mean, this roster is stacked, and we have tons of depth here. So as you start pulling out, you know, your first string guys and give these guys, you know, the second, third string to really get in there and show what they can do, it's going to be exciting. Sean Mannion, another guy that I'm pretty interested to watch and see how, you know, Brandon Allen and Luis Perez do, kind of backing him up in that game. Because right now there's a lot of debates as far as, you know, what's happening at that linebacking position. I mean, we've got a pretty good idea. They've kind of outlined, you know, how they want to go with Ibukam and Littleton and Barron across, you know, that linebacking core with Matt Longacre. But Longacre's a little banged up. We're not sure, you know, how healthy he's going to be going into the season. So we really want to see what depth is behind him. So lots of exciting storylines still in this game. So just because the starters go out at the beginning of the game, don't mean that there's not some fun things to kind of watch. We just do hope that we get some nice glances of Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, that first team offense for, you know, 10, 14 plays. And then, you know, kind of curious what they're going to do at the tight end position. Obviously, Gerald Everett's a little banged up. Higbee looks to be the number one guy right now. Hemingway coming back off that injury from last year in the preseason. And so they've got to fill those snaps with somebody out there. So we'll get to see some good football. And then, as we talked about that defense, they're going to get a challenge. Joe Flacco, we don't expect to play too much. I think he's going to get some snaps this game compared to their first preseason against the Bears. But Lamar Jackson, man, the big story, the big name of this game, he played almost a whole half of football last game. So we do expect him to get some good amount of snaps in this game as well. And that is a true challenge as you're looking at the defense. Not going to see a lot of quarterbacks like him in this league. Obviously, we've got one in our division with Russell Wilson, probably not as fast as Lamar Jackson, but that ability to contain, very similar. So it'll be a good practice for our defense as well. You know, so I am excited about all the other matchups that will be going on Thursday. And like we talked about earlier in the week, it's just getting to see our team out there in the unis with the horns on the helmets, running around, making plays. So excited for Thursday. All right, guys, real quick before we get into our next topic here, I want to talk to you guys about one of our sponsors, Nordic Track. We've talked about it on the podcast before. I mean, we all know it's hard to find time to go to the gym. We got a bit busy schedules, got to find ways to motivate, you know, trainer classes, all that stuff is time consuming. It's a lot of money. You know, you don't want to go to the gym. Well, Nordic Track is allowing you to do those things in your home. They offer treadmills, exercise bike, incline trainers, and strength training. You can join high-energy streamed workouts any time of the day without stepping out of the door. Join those stream workouts in both studios and exotic destinations around the world. Start your day with a run through the streets of Paris and end with a cross-training session on the shores of Thailand, or work out in the African safari, wherever you want to go. Nordic Track's going to take you there. Workouts are led by the world's top professional trainers to ensure you meet your fitness goals. And Nordic Track is offering a special deal just to the Locked On listeners. You get $75 off your Nordic Track purchase by visiting nordictrack.com/lockedon and use the promo code Locked On. Yeah, we made it pretty tough for you guys. Again, NordicTrack.com, NordicTrack.com/lockedon. Woo! Use the promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to save $75 off your purchase. Stop making excuses today and take advantage of Nordic Track's offer. $75 off. Remember, LOCKEDON as the promo code. All right, guys, we're going to step aside really quick, and we're going to be right back with some more LOCKEDON Rams. All right, guys, we're back. Locked On Rams Thursday. I'm your host, Bear Motter. And we continue on this episode as we are breaking down the Rams out in Baltimore, getting excited for today's battle. And I gotta say, if we can come out healthy after this first week, this trip out to Baltimore was a huge success. It's a big deal when you move a team across just for practice and then into live action game, obviously. Got to hear a lot of the guys' reactions over the last couple of days. And some of my favorites I want to talk about was, again, this defense. It's so tough to pick what side of the ball I'm more in love with, but right now it's the defense. I can't be more excited about what they're doing. Everything out of training camp those last 2 days with the crossover with the Baltimore Ravens, everything came out saying that the Rams defense just dominated the Ravens. You even had Ravens beat reporters basically saying this is very one-sided right now, and that is one-sided towards the Rams defense. On their last day of practice together, the Rams picked off the Ravens 5 times in practice, highlighted by Marcus Peters having one near the sidelines and wrapping up practice, which was pretty awesome to see. I was kind of following along on Aqib Talib's Instagram account, and he kind of did a Ask Me Anything segment in there. And someone asked, how is it being with the likes of Peters, Joyner, Johnson, and Coleman? His response, in all caps, huge, said, dope. Great chemistry already. I love that, man. You know, we're 2 weeks into this training camp. These guys have never played together. Obviously, Talib coming from the Wade system, pretty familiar, and you got really talented guys all over. You know, as we mentioned, some of the guys that have already been here, Joyner, Troy Hill, those guys are used to this system as of last year. But just to know that personally they're clicking, and then seeing practice against the Ravens, you know, hearing them pick off 5 interceptions the last practice, all those things are just so encouraging, so exciting. So really excited about this defense. And you're wondering, like, you know, we talked about this yesterday with Eric Geller. If you guys haven't heard that interview, go back, check it out. It was a really great one. But we talked about who are you more excited about, offense or defense? I just said defense there. But if you look at it, and I want to break down a couple stats here for you because, you know, me and James talked plenty during the offseason saying we're the best offense in the league. We're the number one returning offense. We went from worst to first. We are the offense to beat. And it's crazy when I started looking at some numbers. Yeah, we went from worst to first in points, and that's awesome. Don't get me wrong. That's what wins games, right? Points win games. But there's so much room for improvement on this offense. It's unbelievable. It's almost encouraging. I'm just going to run down a few stats, and we can kind of talk about it a little bit here. But as far as ranking goes, offensive rankings, the Rams ranked 8th in rush yards, and we had Todd Gurley who tore it up and ended up having 19 total touchdowns. Yes, some through the air, but was 2nd, I believe, in overall rushing, and that's because he sat week 17. So it's crazy to think that we can even improve there. 8th in rushing. In passing, we ranked 10th. Jared Goff, night and day from year 1 to year 2. Unbelievable improvement. And as you hear all the interviews and all of the stuff coming out of camp is that he's only getting better. He's getting more comfortable in the system. He even said in an interview the other day that at one point, he felt like he knew everything, but now sitting at where he is at this point, he really didn't know anything. That as he's understanding things more, he becomes a lot more comfortable. He's become more comfortable in that leadership role. We've added Brandon Cooks to the outside. Cooper Kupp's got a 2nd year under his belt. Robert Woods is only getting better. Our tight end play was, you know, pretty bleak at times last year. We expect them to get a lot better. And then obviously Todd Gurley coming out of the backfield. So we can only imagine, you know, 10th last year. There's a lot of room for improvement there, which is encouraging. Total yards, 10th as well, which is crazy. A lot of points, not a lot of yards. And the weird thing is, as you kind of look at it, as I'm saying there's a lot of room for improvement, there may not be. If our defense continues to get some of these takeaways and puts us in short yardage situations where we continue to score, but, you know, we're already working from within the 50. No complaints here, but it's kind of an interesting thing to look at is, you know, me internally, I thought our offense was, you know, over the moon last year. But as I look at stats, you know, we've got some improvement to do, which is pretty exciting. Giveaways. We were 13th. Always can improve on the giveaways. Taking care of the ball. Did a pretty good job of that last year. But only as you grow mature that, you learn to, you know, throw that ball away, which I got to give Jared Goff credit of last year doing a great job of that. But that can improve. He had a couple strip sack fumbles. That he's got to learn to either protect that ball and go down or you know, slide out of there and throw the ball away, or, you know, best case scenario, dump it down to TG, let him go do his work. Sacks allowed, ninth. That's a great stat, you know, to be honest. I can't even be mad at that. I'm not mad at any of these, to be honest, but a couple years ago, we ranked almost near the top of that list. I think we were, or bottom of that list, we were like 30th, 28th, something like that, in sacks allowed. Huge improvement adding Whitworth and Sullivan to the offensive line, and as we talked about, Saffold coming into his own and really locking down that left side. Jamon Brown had probably a career year for himself. We're going to miss him the first two games, but he'll be back, and we expect him to be just as good as he had been. So you expect that number to either drop or stay around the same. If you can be in a top 10 in sacks allowed, I think that's where you want to be. Top five is better, but you know, not terrible numbers there. And then, as we mentioned, number one in points. That's where the money's made. Mix it in with the defense. But as I kind of saw those, believe me, I understood that we didn't, you know, win every category last year. But to come in at 10th and 13th and 9th on some of these, I thought we were a little bit higher, to be honest. So as I saw those, I thought that was pretty interesting, as we're so excited about this group and what they did last year, to know that, you know, they're scratching at the surface of what's really possible. And then to mix in a defense that struggled last year on the run, and even at times in the playoffs trying to get a big stop. Obviously, Michael Brockers got a little bit banged up, and we just seemed a little gassed near the end of that Atlanta game. But you expect big things coming in this year as you really load that side up. And we'll find out on Thursday night, a.k.a. tonight, how that all begins and what's really the core of that, as some of those guys sit, who's going to really fill in to really, you know, build the rest of that team, which is going to be interesting. I wish we had Hard Knocks. It was on the other day. I got to go back and watch it. It's the Cleveland Browns. I don't even care who it is. Hard Knocks is awesome. I'm now fully out of behind the grind episodes of the Rams. So now I'm checking out the Cleveland Browns and see what that's all about. But I would love to continue to watch behind the grind. I wish they kept going for the Rams. If you guys haven't seen that, go back, do yourself a favor. It's on Facebook. I think you can find it on their website as well if you don't have a Facebook, and watch the, I think it's a 7 or 8 part series of the off season for the Rams and some of the workouts and getting the guys back in camps and the signings and going behind the scenes with some of the guys, Brockers to his high school and Jared Goff to back to Cal. So they did some really cool stories, get to know the players a little bit more, see what some of the work is done in the off season. It was pretty awesome. I'm going to step aside one more time before we get out of here, let our sponsors get some awesome words in. We'll be right back with the closing of the show and what is coming up next week. All right, Rams Nation, that'll do it for our Thursday edition of Lockdown Rams. You guys have an awesome day. Enjoy football tonight. Make sure to tweet me if you're watching the game. Let me know what you're thinking of some of our second, third stringers. We pray and wish that everyone comes out healthy. We do not need to deal with that. And we also hope that our Aaron Donald situation gets figured out in the next couple days, as, you know, we'll mention it before we get out of here. But some more reports kind of continue to come out that it sounds like we're getting closer. Les Snead finally said we're in the same area code, which a lot of people had some fun with that today on the internet and kind of joking with that. So we're excited we're in the same zip code, area code, whatever code we're in it with Aaron Donald. Finally, I've heard some numbers come out, and you know, we'll see if these remain to be true, but I'm hearing that Aaron Donald's asking for about $70 million guaranteed, also looking still in that 25 to 28 per year. The big thing that we talked about yesterday with Eric Geller was compromise, one of the words that I think is going to be huge in this. And I think at the end of the day is really going to be the word that helps get it done, because as we continue to come up from our $21 million per year, which sounded like was about where we were at last time, he'll probably continue to come down a little bit. So we're hoping maybe in that line of $22, $23 million per, maybe $65 million guaranteed, which would be awesome for Aaron Donald, and would be awesome for us. Get him back on the field. $22 million in the long run. Yes, it's a lot of money for a D-tackle. But if this guy continues to play the way that he has in the last, you know, 3-4 years, he deserves every penny, man. He is hands down, head and shoulders above any other D-tackle in the position. I think the next closest D-tackle for sacks is Geo Atkins, and I think he's like 8 behind him right now. We talked about PFF, Pro Football Focus, and the quarterback pressures last year. And, I mean, he was probably 20 ahead of the next person. This guy dominates. He takes on double teams. He takes on triple teams. He eats them up. And then to think to put him right next to Sue, what are you going to do with those two? And then at the same time, you got Michael Brockers and some of our speed guys come around the corner. You got our corners pressing up on coverage. It is just going to be a nightmare. So this is a guy we want to get in. We'll see if those numbers remain true. But all feelings are kind of bringing back my meter a little bit down. I know I talk about it a lot. It was starting to go up. I do feel comfortable listening and talking with people that we are going to get a deal done before camp. We do not want to miss any games. Monday night, you guarantee Aaron Donald wants to be out there versus the Oakland Raiders. So hopefully Les Snead and the boys can get it done. Coming up this next week, we've got some good stuff. Me and James are actually going to break down the game for the Friday edition of Locked On Rams. So make sure to tune back in for that. Hear what our thoughts are on the preseason game. I've got some fantasy football stuff going on next week as well. We're going to bring on one of our fantasy draft experts from the Locked On Network, and we're going to talk what impact the Rams could have on your fantasy football team as you're looking at drafting a team coming up here. Another thing I want to mention before I get out of here, we mentioned it a couple shows ago, we're going to be doing a Pick'em League with the Rams podcast. We did it last year at about 50 people. We did some prizes for the winners at the end, so make sure to join. I'll be getting information on that very soon. I'll share it with you guys on all platforms. I'll talk about it on air, but join it. Have some chances to win some cool prizes, and it's just kind of fun. We do it for the 17 weeks, pick every game, nothing, you know, no brain surgery, no fantasy football aspect of it. The old-fashioned Pick'em. I used to do that with my dad on a newspaper every Sunday, and he'd circle the helmet, man. And now here we are doing it online, but still doing it, man, still doing it. Guys, I appreciate it as always. Go give a follow. Go subscribe. Tell me how you feel on a review. I appreciate you guys. We'll be back soon, but you know what time it is. Until next time, Rams Nation, peace.